Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. On this edition of Motown Memories, we're continuing to feature songs from the 1960s through the 1990s. We'll hear this half hour from The Temptations, Bonnie Pointer, Diana Ross, DeBarge, Stevie Wonder, Boys to Men, and The Good Girls. Well, the first song we'll hear is a number one by The Temptations, but it was originally recorded by another Motown artist called Undisputed Truth, and the song went nowhere. Although it wasn't originally their song, The Temptations have made Papa Was a Rolling Stone the best-known single, perhaps, of their career. Well, lead singer Dennis Edwards remembered being upset the first time he heard the lyrics. It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember, because that was the day my daddy died. Well, Edwards' father, a preacher rather than a Rolling Stone, had passed away on the 3rd of September, and the singer found the words upsetting. Well, Dennis admitted later that he hated the record when he first heard it, but changed his opinion later. The fact that it won a Grammy Award didn't hurt. Well, oddly, the Grammy was for the Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumental, because the song was so long when it was originally released, it was 11 minutes and 45 seconds, that the B-side had just the instrumental version, and that's what made the Grammy Award. Well, let's not hear that length song, a little bit of a shorter version of it, but a great song nonetheless. Here is Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
would call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what sent Papa to an early grave?
Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama! Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he left, his heart was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was alone, alone.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he left, his heart was his home.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Crack!
Well, that was Bonnie Pointer with Heaven Must Have Sent You. That reached number 11 from 1978. And we started off with that Great Temptations song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number 1 from 1972. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a number 1 song from Diana Ross. Well, in the 1960s, the records to dance to were Motown records. Songs like Baby Love, Dancing in the Street, I Can't Help Myself, and This Whole Heart of Mine, they were the songs you needed in a party if you wanted to dance. But in the 1970s, the best dance music was no longer coming from Motown in Detroit. The disco movement was centered on the East Coast, and other cities provided the music people wanted to dance to. Songs like Rock the Boat, Rock Your Baby, and Get Down Tonight. Well, no one really liked disco at Motown, producer Hal Davis said later in the biography. The company wasn't heavily into it, so I figured I'd take advantage of that. When I did the track for Love Hangover, I knew it was a hot track. But when I played it for Diana, well, she wasn't too sure about it, and I had to convince her. Well, here it is, a number one song, Love Hangover, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
What can I do to make you feel secure? Remove all your doubts so that you know.
That was DeBarge with Time Will Reveal. That reached number 18 from 1983. And we started with Diana Ross and Love Hangover, a great song that reached number 1 from 1976. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue now with yet another number 1, this time by Stevie Wonder. Well, Stevie Wonder is, in every sense of the word, an absolute genius, Dionne Warwick told Dick Clark on his radio program. Well, Dionne, who suggested that the producers of the movie The Woman in Red, asked Stevie to score that Gene Wilder film, and she elaborated. We're quite aware of the fact that Stevie is blind. He came in to watch the film, to see it, and I tell you, he saw that film. There is no way in the world that you can write the piece of music that he wrote for the sequences that he wrote for, so directly. And that's the genius of Stevie Wonder. Well, let's listen to that genius at work with a number one song called I Just Called to Say I Love You, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup.
Know that I'm right. Why do you play
That was Boyz II Men with End of the Road. That reached number one from 1992. Some great harmonies there. And before that, another number one. This time we heard from Stevie Wonder from 1984. I Just Called to Say I Love You. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we've been featuring Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.